except bottom land is richer in hill land. It'll produce more food in hill land.
If you find water, if it stands water part of the time, how'd you take care of that?
If there's any low places, you know, would hold water, we just cut a little drain ditch with a shovel, old timey shovel. Mm-hmm. Let it drain out and do another little drain ditch or something.
And if it stayed wet all the time, you couldn't use it?
No, sir.
What could put
it in pasture.
Just pasture.
Yes, sir. Put it in pasture.
And if it was too wet even for pasture, what did you call it?
Well, we call it a slash.
Just a slash?
Yes.
What's a swamp and marsh?
Well, a lot of people call it swamps and lots of them call it marsh.
It's all
just called it slash.
All the same thing.
Yes, sir.
So it'd be wet all the time. You really couldn't.
You couldn't use it for nothing. We still got some of that stuff here in this country yet.
Where you just let it grow up?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Just a pure slosh or slash. And there's one right over here just on the hill where I was born. It still was there, my mother said, when I was born.
Is that right?
And it's still there. I'll get in there and it's just like you went into quicksand.
You lose it or not?
Loser.
You do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They got it fenced off. Keep cattle out of it. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that land that's part clay and part sand? You can break it up.
Well, now we got two or three different kind of land this part of the country. We got some we call buckshot land. Look like gravel, look fine rock gravel land.
Is that pretty good? Can you grow things in it?
It'll grow very well, but nothing extra. I'd call it poor. Mm. Now, we got some sand land mixed with red clay. Then we got some land, it's just pure red clay. Mm. It reduces good, red clay land up. Now you call this creek bottom I got down here, you call that mixed subsoil. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call that loamy or?
Yes, that's what you call mixed soil.
That's mixed soil.
Yes.
I see. And the clay?
Clay is just pure red clay.
What's a gumbo line? Do you ever hear that?
Yes, sir. Now there's a lot of that down here in the Delta, gumbo
line. Oh, I see.
When you get out there and it's wet, first thing you know you're walking on Tom Walkers. Done packed up under your foot that high. You just ball right up under your foot.
It must be pretty fine.
It's pretty fine. Mind you like flour. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get flour wet, well now red clay is pretty bad to ball up under your feet. Real clay up in this part of the country. Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me that he had to have some kind of dirt in the road, and the mailman used to get caught in it all the time. You had to pull him out. I can't think what it was. A real sticky.
I call that soapstone.
Soapstone.
Yes.
You just can't
it's
get
white.
Out.
It's white looking.
We'll call it white clay.
I call it soapstone. Uh-huh. And it's just as slick as soap.
Yeah.
You just can't get out of it.
No, sir. You just got, when you get in that, you just got to get something to get you out. That's it. Uh-huh.
And meadow, is that the same as the marsh, or is that a pasture?
No, sir. A meadow, we call that less verdeza here in this country. Uh-huh.
So it's the kind of grass?
Yes, it's less perdida. In other words, lots of people call it clover.